Here's your horticultural thought for the day. How good does your garden taste? Now, I'm not talking about what fruit and vegetables that you have in your garden that we can eat. I'm talking about how tasty a garden is it for insects to come and feed off. Now, all of us love sitting in the garden, especially in the summer, and we're just watching the bees and the butterflies buzz about and flutter from one flower to another flower. It's a huge pleasure. You can have there's a great movie in the garden if we want to sit there, isn't it? You can watch dragonflies and butterflies and hoverflies and lacewings and ladybirds and bees all buzzing around, and the bees come in so many different shapes and sizes and flavours. It's really interesting. You could while away hours watching it. I've said in previous podcasts and on my website, which you can see various things about bees and articles about bees, which you'll find at plantplots.com, I calculated once that a bee has to visit something like 4,975 flowers to make enough nectar to make just a teaspoon of honey. One teaspoon. 4,975 flowers. That's an awful lot of flowers. Can you imagine how many flowers are required, or flower visits are required, to fill a jar of honey? It's a couple of million. For the poor little bee flying in your garden, can you imagine what it's like if he is flying in and lots of the flowers in your garden look spectacular, but are about as useful to him as a plastic flower? Because there's nothing in there for him to eat. Or that all the flowers in your garden, although they may have pollen and nectar in them, because they've been bred by horticultural growers who most certainly don't look at the flower under UV light to see what the bee sees, have produced a whole display of invisible flowers for a bee. What purpose is our garden then? It is just simply window dressing. It's a chocolate teapot. There's no benefit. It has one purpose only, and that's to serve the aesthetic benefit of humans. Well, that doesn't make it a garden to me. Did you know butterflies taste with their feet? So they'll land on petals and flowers and taste through their feet. Now, I bet you again, horticultural growers don't look at how butterflies are landing on their flowers of this new modern hybrid that they've just bred out to go, oh, look, butterflies like the taste of this one. The fact that the butterflies don't land on the flowers probably never even occurs to them. All we're saying is that for your garden to taste good, is it doing good? Because if it's doing good, you're creating a really sustainable, complete ecosystem in the back garden rather than one that is totally skewed to the human eye and the human benefit. All we're really suggesting is that when you're looking at plants and putting plants in your garden, that you apply the rule of Pareto, the 80-20. If 80% of the plants in your garden are nectar rich and easy for bees and butterflies to feed on, there's plenty of food for them. Doesn't matter that the remaining 20% in your garden can be these hybrid, enormous flowers that we get tempted at when we go to the garden centre. But let's not have it the other way round. Let's not have 80% of our flowers providing no benefit and only 20% do. And it's just what we're trying to do. It's the ethos of what we're about and what we try and do at Plant Plots and the things that we say on the plotting shed is that gardens aren't just for us. And gardens are becoming an increasingly important part of the ecosystem and natural habitat for our British flora and fauna. And in fact, gardens around the world are. Let's just think a little bit more about the bee. Let's be more responsible.